The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and mental health, and it's been some time since we've done a live show in the studio, but today we have a very interesting topic because many of us have spent a lot of time at home as we've practiced safety measures because of the COVID pandemic, and our lives have changed pretty dramatically, and we know for sure that healthy eating, even during normal times, is so critical to our overall health and well-being. And particularly now, as we think about, keeping our immune systems supported and healthy, and we find ourselves at home cooking more than ever in our kitchens, and I know that's been a big challenge for me. My refrigerator has never been more full, but as I've gone through all of my creativity and trying to come up with great, healthy, and delicious meals, I certainly could use that kind of help. So fortunately, we have with us today Kristen Kessler, who is the registered dietitian at ShopRite right here in Kingston. Kristen earned her Bachelor's of Science degree at the University of Texas in Austin. She's worked in the private sector for large and small food companies and in the nonprofit sector. Most recently, she led the community nutrition efforts as the Associate Director of Community Nutrition for Food Bank of New York City, where she oversaw their nutrition policy for donated food and nutrition education for 750 different food pantries and soup kitchens that they worked with, serving 1.4 million New Yorkers. And we know that thank God for the food pantries who have been out there helping everybody make it through these difficult times. So, Kristen, welcome. We're really happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So, Kristen, before we ask about being a registered dietitian, have you discovered any new and exciting recipes for your family during this time? I'm just curious.
Ooh, I have, like probably many people, been cooking up a storm. I've always enjoyed cooking, but definitely during this time have been trying out some new creative things. I'm trying to think.
Just give us one example of something that, really was a smash hit with your family.
Yeah, I would say one of the smashes. Ooh, I did make a... it was a broiled salmon recipe recently with a green goddess sauce on top of roasted potatoes with cucumbers and snap peas.
Wow.
It was a little different. I was a little skeptical of it, I will say, at first, but it looked like a lot of really spring flavors, and I like to encourage people to eat seasonally. And when I made that, I think my husband has said this multiple times, that was the best thing that you made, but he really, really said it this time. He was like, no, I'm not joking. This is the absolute best thing that you've ever made. So,
wow.
So I'll go with that
there
one.
There you go. That's great. So tell us a little bit about what it means to be a registered dietitian, and then we'll get into specifically the services that you offer at ShopRite that I'm sure come in handy at any time, but particularly now. So tell us about that first.
Yeah, of course. So to be a registered dietitian, that means that you receive at least your bachelor's degree in nutrition from an accredited program. So I receive that, and then you participate in a dietetic internship with supervised practice hours. I think right now it is 1,200 supervised practice hours going into schools and into hospitals and into community settings and really getting that hands-on experience before then you have to take a national exam and pass that national exam and then do continuing education credit. So it means a lot to be a registered dietitian. And for me in particular, being a dietitian is really all about empowerment for the people that I work with. I really love to use a gentle approach when it comes to nutrition and create a sense of play and fun when mm-hmm. it comes to cooking, as I think a lot of people see cooking as very intimidating. And so just really encouraging folks to empower themselves by taking control of their health.
Mm-hmm. And why would, like, say an individual might say, well, you know, I have cookbooks or what have you, or I have a general idea about nutrition, but why specifically might someone consult you?
Yeah, of course. You know, yeah, there is a lot of information out there. And I think that's where it comes down to it. There is so much information out there. You can read so much on the internet. You can get so many cookbooks. But by coming to see a registered dietitian, you know that they've got a strong background in the science of nutrition, and they've had teachings and practices to translate that science into people so that you don't have to have a biochemistry degree to understand metabolism.
Uh-huh.
They can help you with that. And then particularly in my role, I'm really looking at the practical side of things. So I can teach people, you know, if they've recently been diagnosed with diabetes, we can talk through that. And then I can help them with recipes and meal planning just even going to look at the food, you know, working in a grocery store, we're surrounded by food. So I think that's where it comes into play, just really helping people translate that and make it less complex and scary, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like curating the tremendous amount of information that's out there. And, you know, people are bombarded by, you know, commercials and news stories about this is the latest and greatest diet, and this is terrific, and this is going to, you know, make you into, the wonderful person you always wanted to be. But I'm sure it can get overwhelming. I mean, you know, we've all seen those commercials and gotten that information, and, you know, they all seem appealing in one way or another, but there is, of course, there is science, and there is, you know, that sense of, like, is this really credible and reliable? So I think having someone such as mm-hmm. yourself to help people is really terrific. So tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about, in ShopRite, what you do and the kinds of services that you offer to people in the store and otherwise.
Mm-hmm, of course. So I think one of the interesting things about working at ShopRite in this role is that my role is really multifaceted, in that I work with a couple of different audiences, actually, and I'm not sure that everybody really knows this, is that I work with our customers, our ShopRite guests, but also really work with our associates to do employee wellness and work with the community as well to be able to provide community services outside of the store, which mm-hmm. I feel really fortunate to be able to do. But if someone were to come into the store and say it was a normal time, we are not in the middle of a global pandemic, and they come into the store, you know, I would typically do in-store recipe demos. So taking that food that we have, maybe that seasonal produce that's come in, or I find something that's on sale that, you know, knowing a lot of people shop on a budget, and I make recipes and show people how to cook nutritiously at home. Mm-hmm. I do those recipe demos. I do in-store counseling. So people who do want to come in, all of my services are free. I think that's a big thing with the counseling, is that they are free consultations. So working with people to achieve their nutrition, health, and wellness goals, no matter what they are. And I am actually doing those by phone right now. So I like to remind folks they can still come, stop by my desk, or contact me and set up a phone consultation. So I do that.
Mm-hmm. And how do they get in touch with, what is that phone number? Just, and we'll repeat it at the end of the show, but just so people know.
Yeah, of course. They can reach me at, it's 845-336-7800, extension 3. So that's my direct line. Yep, and we can repeat that. They can definitely reach me through there, or we have a website called dietitians.shoprite.com, and that is dietitians with a T, not a C. Microsoft Word always autocorrects it to a C. It's dietitians.shoprite.com, and that's where I actually put up all of my nutrition consultation availability online. So people can also book online as well. They don't have to give me a call.
That's really awesome. I mean, I think it's amazing that ShopRite has that kind of commitment to the community, that they would support someone mm-hmm. in your role to offer those kinds of services. I mean, that's to me, that's it's doing the right thing for the community, but I think it's also smart business, you know, to mm-hmm. It shows that the company has a deep commitment to the community and to the health and well-being of their customers as well. I think that's really fabulous.
Yeah, I know. I think as a dietitian, especially coming from a bit of a nonprofit background, to find a for-profit company that said, no, 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 we're just going to hire you, and then we're just going to let you help the community, and everything is free. That was something that was really enticing. I mean, it got me up from the city and really special. I mean, I get to do that. I also do store tours, you know, it just makes sense. People buy their food at a grocery store and they have questions, and that's what I'm there for. Sometimes people just drop by my kiosk, they drop by my desk and they say, hey, I'm looking at these two products. Can you help me figure out which one is better for me?
You know, so. I know my relationship with my grocery store has never been stronger. because like not only the source of food and, you know, sustenance, but like human contact.
Yeah, I do. It's funny. I do find that people love to stop by and just say hi. I see my regulars now because it is the one place everybody is going to, you know. So they come by, they stay, you know, 6 feet from me, but they say hi. I give them some recipe books and coupons if I have them.
And just out of curiosity, from your experience in the nonprofit world and educating with food banks and whatever, do you see any what are the similarities and differences between that world and kind of where you're at now? Or is it pretty much the same, that people's needs are common?
Yeah, you know, I would say there were a lot more similarities than differences, more so than I expected when I started this role. You know, a lot of people are watching their budget. You know, I don't think that really is any different. There's a lot of people who are thinking about that, particularly now. A lot of people are watching their budget, so they want to find how can they eat well on the budget. And quite frankly, I think one of the biggest things is everyone feels a little overwhelmed by it. And they're looking for these practical tips. Everyone is so busy. Well, I say that everyone's so busy, and I feel like right now we've had a forced pause on life. We've had
it's so strange, right?
I mean, right?
My life was always going at warp 11, you know, then all of a sudden coming to a screeching halt in the middle of like a Twilight Zone kind of phenomena that's going on, you know, and then readjusting. And it's so funny, like how, you know, how that having that time to actually think about your life and what, you know, what your goals are, what your needs are, and where your family's at. That's very, very interesting.
Oh, definitely. I think we for sure have a culture of busyness, where when you talk to anyone and you say, how are you? They say, I'm busy. And so I found previously that was really like a, you know, common theme that I found in my nutrition education in the nonprofit world and working with food pantries, is that people were busy. They were working multiple jobs, you know, they were taking care of multi-generational families. And so they didn't have time to cook the long, complicated recipe. And it seemed intimidating to eat healthy. So that's why they would just buy frozen meals or fast food, which can't be part of a healthy diet, but we want to eat whole, fresh foods a little more often, you know. And I saw that in the people that I saw coming into the store, coming into ShopRite. They also were busy. They were working jobs. They were taking their kids to band practice or this or that.
Right.
So I've tried to really figure out how can I translate this and how can I make it easier and simpler for people, and so that you don't have to read an entire book about it. Although I will say, I do appreciate people having more time to cook right now. I love it.
Right. I mean, I love to cook too, but I would always, in my pre-COVID time, I would do it on a long weekend when I had time to really, take my time and really get into the creativity of it and the enjoyment of the experience, you know, versus like, oh my gosh, I have to get this done because I have to get the kids to bed and, you know, run on to the next thing. So this is all great. I want to learn a lot more about what you do, but first we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words. Okay, so we're now on break time. That was great.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad. I'm trying to speak slowly and enunciate because I'm from the South, but I'm a fast speaker. So when I got to New York City, I was like, these people are my speed. So I'm working again on my slower speaking.
Oh, my God. You know, and we haven't done this now, a live show, for almost 2 months. I haven't even seen Dr. Smith in at least that long, you know. So it's interesting. When you do this every week, you get really smooth at, you know, it gets better with practice. You get smooth and, you know, your flow is better. But since we haven't done it for a while, I'm just a little bit like not as, a little rusty with it.
Oh, I mean, so, you sound great to me. I was a little nervous, so I'm trying to feed off of your energy.
Well, I'm just trying, you know, I like to try to keep it conversational and interject a little personal, you know, kind of clips in there. And just so it's not, you know, so it's not all technical. So where would you like to go? Would you like to talk about how your role has evolved and so on? And then talk about how good nutrition can boost the immune system.
Yeah, I think that would be great. And then I can close out. I've got a few events coming up, so the people can join.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, so we're going to start the second half, if you're ready. Count down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Welcome back. My name is Vincent Martell, Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we have Kristen Kessler, who is a registered dietitian at ShopRite in Kingston. And we've been talking about the importance of healthy eating at all times, but especially now during the COVID pandemic, and the importance of wellness and prevention and keeping our immune systems healthy and strong. So, Kristen, before the break, we were talking about your role as a dietitian. Tell us a little bit about how that's evolved over the last several months, or maybe since you've been in that role.
Yeah, so it's definitely changed a bit since, I would say, early March, the past 3 months. You know, a lot of the work that I've done historically has been in person, high engagement. And so lately, a lot of it actually hasn't even been nutrition focused. You know, I feel like things were changing so frequently for a while that it's been an interesting experience as a new person at the ShopRite of Kingston, having just started in November, just watching everyone jump in to help out each other and ensure that our guests are able to get all of the food that they really need in a safe manner. So, you know, one thing that's evolved is really that just seeing that teamwork and being able to understand a little bit more about how focusing on the community at ShopRite. So it's been a real pleasure. Really excited to be part of that team. In terms of my nutrition work, you know, we've been looking to see how we can move that to do things a little bit more virtually. And so, you know, I mentioned before, I am offering virtual nutrition consultations. Right now they are by phone. And so people can sign up and I give them a call and we walk through their health and wellness needs. And then if it's appropriate, we'll be able to have them come into the store and maybe show them around a little bit. Also doing, virtual workshops. So I recently partnered with the YMCA and I did a virtual workshop for them along with a recipe demo on, healthy foods and behaviors for your immune system.
That's great. They're great partners, community partners, too.
They are the best. I worked with them pre-pandemic, so I've actually gone into the YMCA before, so it was nice to be able to jump online with them. I also did a workshop with the Town of Ulster Public Library called How to Buy, Cook, and Eat to Reduce Food Waste. So really just trying to figure out how, you know, can continue to support the community virtually. We also have some information on our social media. So if you check out our Facebook pages, there are weekly wellness tips on Wednesday, as well as some Facebook Lives. And then on the ShopRite's Instagram page, they do a recipe and a meal idea every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Can go on there. Yeah. One of the dietitians will walk through one of the recipes and give some tips and kind of show how to do it out of her kitchen, which is really cool.
That's really great. Now, we know that with the COVID pandemic that people with underlying health conditions are even more vulnerable, right, because of weakened immune systems and so on. So talk to our listeners a little bit, without getting too technical, about the relationship between healthy eating and a strong immune system and what that means for them.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, this was something that I just presented on yesterday. And so a nutritious diet can actually really help support your immune system. A lot of people come to me and ask, can I boost my immune system? And you can't quite boost your immune system beyond what its capacity is. However, you can maximize it. And so certain vitamins and minerals that we eat actually play very key and important roles in our immune system function. So we want to make sure that we're getting enough of them. We want to make sure that we're getting the amount that we're supposed to be getting. So if we eat things like fruits and veggies, we'll get things like vitamin C, vitamin E, and we eat things like whole grains, that'll get us in those nutrients. There are two others that I also like to talk about, omega-3 fatty acids. I think a lot of people have heard about that when it comes to your heart. It's anti-inflammatory, which also is a good thing for your immune system. So fatty fish, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, things like that are really important. And the last one is making sure that you take care of your gut. So anyone who knows me knows that I get really excited and love talking about your gut and talking about your intestines. So your gut is actually called your second brain, but your gut can also be called your second immune system because a lot of cells in your body that are helpful in your immune system are actually created in your gut. And so you want to make sure that you have a healthy one. And the way that you have a healthy gut is by ensuring that you have probiotics in your diet. So those are the good bacteria. So fermented foods like yogurt, like miso, kombucha, sauerkraut. And then also things called prebiotics, which are the food source for the probiotics. And those are in foods like onions, oats, asparagus, bananas. So basically if you're eating whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and some fermented foods, and some fatty fish. The Mediterranean diet is kind of what it turns out to
be. I mean, really interesting. I mean, my diet includes a lot of those things, but, you know, about a year ago, year and a half ago, I started taking some really high-quality probiotics. And I have to say that, you know, this is anecdotal, but I think it's made a huge difference overall for me, you know, in my digestive system, my overall health. I feel better, more energized, you know, I think that, you know, there are some really good things going on there. So in terms of, like, can you give our listeners some, like, practical tips, like when they're – I know, you know, there are a lot of choices, but, you know, for creating balanced meals and snacks at home, like what kinds of things they should consider when doing that?
Of course. So when creating balanced meals at home, this is kind of the strategy that I use, and I thought that maybe it would be helpful for other folks. So I think about three things when making a balanced meal. And this all kind of goes back to the my plate, where, you know, you've got the my plate and like half your plate is fruits and veggies, a quarter is whole grain, a quarter is protein. I think to myself, okay, one, where am I getting my non-starchy vegetable? And that's going to be anything that's not potatoes, corn, butternut squash. It's going to be your leafy greens, your tomatoes, your mushrooms, your asparagus, your Brussels sprouts, your cabbage, anything. Putting that on my plate first because I want to make sure I'm going to have veggies at that meal. Second step, I think, okay, what is either my whole grain or my starchy vegetable? And so that's going to be something like your brown rice, your whole wheat bread, or even your potatoes that you put there. So I've got that. And then my last step is, okay, I need some protein. I need protein at every meal. How can I balance this with protein? So whether that's either a meat-based, an animal-based protein, or a plant-based protein, like in beans or nuts or seeds or anything like that. And so this might look like, but I've actually, you know, you asked me earlier about one of my, you know, favorite recipes that I've made recently, and I mentioned the salmon because my husband loved it. One of the other favorite recipes I discovered that I really, really enjoy is called a grains, greens, and bean bowl. And that's where you, that's really it. I love recipes that are not specific to the ingredients. I love ones that are modifiable because sometimes you look in your pantry and you don't have something.
Right, and, you can swap it out. Right?
Yeah, you have to swap it out. And so a grains, greens, and bean bowl is just that. So if you got your greens, that could be kale or spinach. I do like to put this out there. Everyone needs to massage their kale. It will make it much more tender. Have you massaged your kale before?
Admittedly not.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you.
I learned something new. How about that?
You got to massage your kale. It makes it much more tender. And so you've got your green in there, whether it's cooked or raw. And then for your grains, you know, I've been using a lot of brown rice. I've also tried things like sorghum, which you can find in the stores, which is usually pretty affordable as well, or just barley, or it doesn't have to be fancy. And then your beans. We've got so many different types of beans. You could do cannellini beans, garbanzo beans, white butter beans, or buttery beans. I love those. Or black beans. Yeah,
now,
so you mix it all together.
Now, we're spending a lot of time at home, right? I mean, it's so easy to just kind of snack, you know, graze. So, and I'm sure that's true for a lot of people at home, you know, because the pantry is close by. So, you know, for a healthy snack, or healthy snacks, what do you recommend, just generally speaking, principle-wise?
Yeah, so for healthy snacks, I kind of take a similar approach to what I do with meals. So instead of the three components, I'm always looking to include two components. So one is going to be what I call a complex carbohydrate, and that's going to be something either a whole grain, a fruit, or a vegetable. It's any carbohydrate that has fiber in it. So you're looking to get some fiber in there. So that's one. The second component is either going to be protein or healthy fat. So your healthy fats are going to be your nuts, your seeds, your avocado. So what that might look like is an apple with peanut butter, whole grain crackers with cheese, even avocado toast if someone likes that. You've got those two components, and that'll keep you full and satisfied for longer, as well as getting in a lot of nutrients.
Great. So, Kristen, tell our listeners, too, like we're getting down on time here, but, you know, for parents who are not working at home and have to juggle even more responsibilities and really, and maybe essential workers or whatever, how can they really make sure to keep their families, at least their eating and their meals nutrition healthy without spending a lot of time? What do you recommend?
Yeah, so I've got a few recommendations for parents. One, they tell them, use your kids being at home and get them in the kitchen. Put them to work.
There you go. Indentured servitude.
You will inspire, hopefully, a lifelong love of cooking. they can wash produce. They can measure out ingredients. You know, it can be a math and science quiz as well if they're doubling ingredients or you're quizzing them on the temperature of boiling water. And kids who do cook in the kitchen are more adventurous eaters, and they're more likely to eat the nutritious foods because they've made it themselves. So I encourage that. But two other quick things. One is I tell people batch cooking, you know, talking about cooking at the beginning of the week and making extra and either refrigerating it or freezing it for later on in the week. So using the time you've got on the weekends to help out later on. And then, you know, I like to tell folks maybe choose one meal each day to make a little bit easier for yourself. And breakfast, I feel, can be a bit chaotic a lot of times in households, particularly with everyone at home. So if you make it the night before in advance, you know, like overnight oats or even making mini quiches and muffin tins and then freezing them, and then you can, anyone can take that out and pop it in the microwave. And
now,
I have to
consult my dog, because since I've been home, she thinks I'm like her personal servant, so I have to consult her on whatever I make as well. But, you know, we are running out of time, Kristen, and we definitely want to have you back. So before we go, tell our listeners how they can get more information and get in touch with you again.
Yeah, of course. So during this time, I'm still in the store, so people can always come and visit and say hi. I am located next to the produce across from pharmacy. They can also go to dietitians.shopbright.com, and that's where I'll put all of my nutrition consultation availability. And you can also reach me at 845-336-7800, extension 3. That's my direct line, so you can call me anytime.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for all that you do for keeping our community healthy and well, and your customers at ShopRite. Thank you to ShopRite for the amazing community commitment and for having somebody like you there to do the great work that you do. That's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.